Welcome to English Up, Intermediate Level, Episode 8, I Can't Stop Sneezing. The topic of this episode is health and illness. First, you'll hear my conversation with Alan. Then, we'll look at some of the language you can try in your own conversations about health and illness. So, I'm meeting Alan to get some coffee down the street, and oh, there he is now. So, Alan...
Achoo! Oh, sorry.
Bless you.
Thanks.
It sounds like you have a cold.
Maybe. I can't stop sneezing. Oh, shoo! Sorry.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
Not really. I've been feeling under the weather since last night. It started with a sore throat, but when I woke up, I had a headache too.
Have you taken anything?
I was going to, but I thought I'd just feel better after a good night's sleep.
You're definitely coming down with something. You know, some kind of virus has been going around. My cousin came down with it last week.
Really? Come to think of it, I was with my brother's kids last week, and they were all sneezing. I probably caught something from them.
Makes sense. You really should go back home and try to get some rest. Let's get together when you're better, okay?
You're right. I don't want you to catch whatever I've got.
Thanks. Get better soon, Alan.
Achoo!
Let's hope Alan feels better soon. There are some great takeaways from this conversation. Listen to how Joan and Alan respond when he sneezes.
Achoo! Sorry.
Bless you.
Thanks.
It's polite to apologize after someone's heard you sneeze. It's traditional to say bless you each time you hear someone sneeze, even a stranger. And it's common to say thanks or thank you when someone says bless you. Now listen to Alan use the common expression, feel under the weather.
I've been feeling under the weather since last night. It started with a sore throat, and when I woke up, I had a headache, too.
If you're feeling under the weather, it means you don't feel well. Alan uses the phrase catch something, which means get sick with an illness. For example, you can say, I hope I don't catch a cold. Now let's look at the use of something and anything as general words meaning an unidentified illness in these two statements.
You're definitely coming down with something.
I probably caught something from them.
Something or anything can also mean an unidentified medication. Listen.
Did you take anything?
You can answer, yes, I took something an hour ago. And let's review the correct way to use something and anything. In a question, use either something or anything. Did you take something? And did you take anything? Have the same meaning. In an affirmative statement, use something. Don't use anything. For example, I took something. In a negative statement, use anything. Don't use something. For example, I didn't take anything. Joan also used two phrasal verbs to talk about Alan's illness. A phrasal verb is a verb and one or more other words that together form an idiom. Listen to how Joan refers to Alan's illness.
You're definitely coming down with something. You know, some kind of virus has been going around. My cousin came down with it last week.
She uses two phrasal verbs here, go around and come down with. The statement, some kind of virus has been going around, means that more and more people have been getting sick with the same illness and symptoms. When Joan says someone came down with a virus, she means that person suddenly got sick with the virus. Hello to our listeners. This is Catherine. We're heading into the flu season, so today our guest is Dr. Paula Martin, Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research, and we're going to be talking about influenza. Welcome, Dr. Martin.
Good to be here.
So what is influenza exactly?
Influenza, more commonly known as the flu, is a contagious viral respiratory disease. Influenza is considered contagious because it easily spreads from one person to another. The flu, like a cold, usually starts with feeling under the weather, with a runny nose or sneezing, maybe a sore throat. But unlike a cold, the flu gets worse very suddenly. One minute you think you're fine, and the next minute you feel awful.
So how do people catch the flu?
A healthy person can catch the infection from a person who's already infected. The infected person coughs or sneezes and releases the virus into the air. If a healthy person in the room inhales the virus, he or she can then get sick. Another way to catch the virus is from touching a surface that an infected person has touched. A door handle, a kitchen counter, maybe a cup or a dish.
I understand how you get sick from inhaling the virus, but how do you get sick from just touching an infected surface?
Well, most people touch their eyes or nose frequently. If your hands have the virus on them, you can easily catch the flu that way. That's why it's so important to wash your hands often during the flu season.
So how long has the flu been around? Only since the early 1900s, right?
Oh no! Historians believe the flu virus has existed for centuries.
I always thought it first appeared during the First World War.
Many people think that. That's because the pandemic of 1918 to 1920 was one of the most deadly pandemics in history. Influenza spread around the world and killed even more people than the war did. Possibly as many as 50 million people died across the world as a result.
Wow, that's incredible. So when did they develop a flu vaccine?
Well, actually, during and after the 1918 pandemic, doctors disagreed about what caused influenza. It wasn't until the 1930s, when scientists discovered that the flu was caused by a virus, that the first effective flu vaccine was introduced.
It seems like these days, most people think of the flu as a harmless illness.
You're right. And in most cases, it's nothing more than an inconvenient illness that most people accept as a yearly event when the weather gets a little colder. However, coming down with the flu is no joke for many people, such as those who are over 65, pregnant women, and very young children. Unlike the common cold, the flu can be very dangerous. According to the World Health Organization, seasonal flu causes as many as 650,000 deaths each year. And there's always concern that it could return as a pandemic again, as it already has twice since the First World War.
That's scary.
It is, but we should be prepared for the fact that another flu pandemic will occur, especially since so many people are traveling internationally today.
Let's switch gears a bit. So, how is the flu different from the common cold?
Well, they both share certain symptoms, such as a runny or a stuffy nose and sneezing or coughing. But with the flu, high fevers and severe headaches are more common. While a cold usually lasts just a few days, the flu can last for more than a week or two. And it feels a lot worse than a cold, with body aches and extreme fatigue. Most people with the flu don't even want to get out of bed.
You've told us that the flu can be quite serious. At what point should someone seek medical help?
Well, definitely if the symptoms get worse, or if your fever lasts for more than 3 days. If you're short of breath, or if you have a severe headache or feel dizzy or confused, it's time to get help.
You mentioned hand washing. What else should people do to avoid catching the flu or infecting others?
The best thing anyone can do is get vaccinated. The vaccination might not always prevent the flu, but if you do get the flu, the symptoms are usually milder. Unfortunately, many people refuse the vaccination because of concerns about its safety. However, vaccines have been shown to be safe and effective.
Finally, Dr. Martin, can you tell our listeners what to do next time they come down with the flu?
Well, if you think you have the flu, stay home. Cover your nose if you sneeze or your mouth if you have a cough. Get plenty of sleep and drink plenty of fluids. In most cases, you'll feel better soon enough.
That's reassuring. Thank you, Dr. Martin, for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Interesting topic. So here are some takeaways from Catherine's interview with Dr. Martin. You probably noticed that she called influenza the flu. There are a lot of words in English that get shortened in an informal conversation. For example, we say fridge instead of refrigerator, and phone instead of telephone. One thing to remember, we say the flu, and we say influenza, but we don't say the influenza. Dr. Martin and Catherine use 5 adjectives in the interview to describe diseases. Let's listen to the first 3.
Influenza, more commonly known as the flu, is a contagious viral respiratory disease. Influenza is considered contagious because it easily spreads from one person to another.
So she calls influenza contagious, viral, and respiratory. And she defines a contagious disease as one that spreads easily from one person to another. In other words, it multiplies. One person comes down with the flu, and then other people get sick too through close contact. A viral infection is a type of illness caused by a virus. The common cold, the flu, and COVID are all caused by viruses, but each one by a different type of virus. Next, she uses the adjective respiratory. A respiratory disease is one that affects your lungs and your ability to breathe easily. And here are the fourth and fifth adjectives. First, Dr. Martin uses and defines deadly. Let's listen.
That's because the pandemic of 1918 to 1920 was one of the most deadly pandemics in history. Influenza spread around the world and killed even more people than the war did. Possibly as many as 50 million people died across the world as a result.
So when a disease is deadly, people can actually die from it. And now let's listen to Catherine using the fifth adjective, harmless, and Dr. Martin's response, which defines it.
It seems like these days, most people think of the flu as a harmless illness.
You're right. And in most cases, it's nothing more than an inconvenient illness that most people accept as a yearly event when the weather gets a little colder.
So when a disease is harmless, it's not dangerous. A cold is an example of an illness that's generally harmless. It's uncomfortable, but it isn't deadly. And finally, Dr. Martin uses the word pandemic. When a contagious disease such as influenza in 1918 spreads from one continent to another, we refer to it as a pandemic. A recent pandemic, of course, was the COVID pandemic.
Part 3. Let's listen now as Catherine and Alan talk about ways to stay healthy.
So how are you feeling today, Alan?
A lot better, thanks. I don't often catch colds. My body usually fights off colds pretty quickly. So I get over them in a day or two.
Really? You must have a strong immune system.
I suppose.
Well, when something's going around, I usually catch it. But you know, I just read recently that walking for just 20 minutes a day can actually help boost your immune system and protect you from coming down with a lot of colds or the flu.
Walking? For only 20 minutes? That's crazy.
I also read somewhere that it's really unhealthy to spend too much time sitting. They say it can lead to high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol. All those can cause heart disease.
I've heard that too. And that all that sitting can even cause diabetes and cancer.
No way!
Well, that should motivate people to get up and get moving.
I would think so. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sedentary. I sit at my desk at work, then I sit in my car on my commute, and then at night I sit on my sofa watching TV.
Me too. And when I'm watching TV, I get really hungry, so I fill up on snacks. That's not exactly healthy.
I know what you mean.
A more active lifestyle would be nice. You know, walking more, climbing the stairs instead of taking the elevator.
Totally.
Actually, I just bought a standing desk, so I won't spend all day sitting down. I push a button, and the desk goes up for standing and down for sitting. They say if you have to spend a lot of time in front of a computer, just getting up on your feet every 30 minutes or so can make all the difference.
Wow, that's cool.
So here are some takeaways from the conversation. Listen.
I don't often catch colds. My body usually fights off colds pretty quickly, so I get over them in a day or two.
Really? You must have a strong immune system.
So what's an immune system? If you're in good health, your body's natural immune system works to protect you from becoming sick. And if you do get sick, it helps you get better and get back to normal. You also heard the word sedentary, as in a sedentary lifestyle. A sedentary lifestyle is one in which you spend a lot of time sitting down. Catherine and Alan contrast a sedentary lifestyle with an active lifestyle. These two terms are good for describing your own lifestyle. When Alan describes how watching TV makes him hungry, Catherine says,
I know what you mean.
If you want to indicate that you understand someone because you've had a similar experience, you can say, I know what you mean. Alan uses two phrasal verbs, get over and fight off. He says when he catches a cold, he gets over it in a day or two. He means he recovers from the cold and feels much better. He also says that his body usually fights off a cold quickly. This means his body's natural immune system works well. And one more interesting takeaway. Did you notice how often we use the word get in English? In addition to using get in the phrasal verb get over, Alan uses get in these. Get a cold, get up, get moving, get hungry, and get better. If you're interested, listen to this episode again and listen for other examples of the uses of get.
Well, that's the end of episode 8. We look forward to seeing you next time in episode 9. And don't forget, become a premium member. Visit our website at EnglishUp.com and sign up for complete access to all EnglishUp content.